Greetings from the Sinai Desert of Egypt. I am the color of sand. I camouflage with it beautifully. When I want to travel, my body moves sideways. Do you know who I am?
Ooh. Are you a lizard?
No.
A snake?
Yes.
Are you a viper?
Perfect guess, Uncle Bob. I am the horned desert viper from Egypt.
Welcome to Nature Corner, my snaky friend. May I call you Victor?
Why not? It's my name.
Whoa, how lucky can I be? Now, where are you?
Right in front of you.
Oh, now I see you. Man, do you look mean.
That's what my name Viper means. It's a Latin word pronounced vipera. It means nasty, mean.
But you're going to be nice today, aren't you?
Oh, I promise, Uncle Bob.
Good. Tell the kids what you look like, okay?
I'm 2 feet long and I'm yellowish brown.
The exact color of the sand that I'm standing on.
Which means I blend perfectly with the sand.
Yes, just like you said, you camouflage, Victor.
You're right on.
How do you handle the heat here? Man, this desert sand gets hot.
Oh, yes. It gets close to 115 degrees, Uncle Bob.
Well, how much of that can you take?
105 degrees, and I conk out for good.
When it gets that hot, you mean you die?
I sizzle. I become a cooked viper.
How do you make it, then? You said you live in the Sinai Desert sand.
My intelligent creator engineered my body so I can slip under the sand during the hot daytime and come out at night when it's cooler.
Well, how do you burrow under? Do you force your head down through the sand?
No chance. That will not work for a desert viper. This is what I meant when I said my maker engineered my body.
Okay, explain.
I have a lot of rough scales all along the sides of my body that I can operate with special muscles.
Okay, all snakes have scales.
Not like mine.
Oh?
Yes. The scales along my belly and both sides open up and actually act like little shovels, thousands of them.
Are you saying these scales scoop up the sand?
Yes, and that makes a pit that I just drop into automatically.
What happens to the sand that you've scooped out, Victor?
I'm covered with it, Uncle Bob.
You are? You mean those little scales shovel the sand on top of you?
Yes. As they dig a scale full of sand, they flip it up on my back.
Neat. So as you sink into the sand, you're being covered by it at the same time.
You've got it.
How long does this whole process take?
Yes.
Let's see, you have several thousand scales. I'd guess you could do it maybe in a minute.
You're wrong by 58 seconds.
You mean you can do it in 2 seconds?
All done from start to finish in just 2 seconds, Uncle Bob.
Incredible.
You like that, huh?
I sure do. Boy, it's evidence that you have a very wise, intelligent creator, Victor Viper.
I do this for more than one reason, though.
Really? Explain that.
Okay, I slip under the sand to keep cooler. And I also burrow under it to escape an enemy like a desert hawk or an eagle.
Oh, the kids and I understand now why you have to get undercover fast.
I also do it to catch my food.
You do? I don't believe I understand.
Okay, as I sink into the sand, I leave 2 parts of me exposed on purpose.
Your eyes, maybe?
Yes, and also the last 2 inches of my tail.
I can understand why your eyes are above sand so you can see, but why do you leave the tip of your tail uncovered?
I use it as a lure. The son of God, my kind maker, knew I'd need a little extra help in catching my dinner. So he taught me to wiggle my tail.
I get it. A critter sees this little 2-inch-long thing wiggling in the sand and comes over to investigate, thinking maybe it'll be a good dinner.
And just as the hungry lizard or mouse reaches for my tail to take a bite, I'll lunge at it and bite him.
Ooh, and you're poisonous too, aren't you?
Yes. My venom makes a little critter's blood clot. His heart can't pump it. He's dead in just a matter of a minute. Then I slither over and eat him.
So that's just another reason why you bury yourself in the sand, Victor.
You've got to camouflage myself.
A question, though.
Fire!
How is it that you're able to cover your whole snaky body, but not your eyes?
My horns.
Oh, is that what you call those 2 little things above each eye?
Yes, each horn is about 1/2 inch long, and like you said, it's over top each eye.
Yeah, so how do these horns keep the sand from covering your eyes?
Well, it's a simple law of physics, Uncle Bob. If you put a stick in the sand and throw sand up in the air, when the sand comes down, it'll make a mound or sand hill over the stick.
Okay, but as the sand comes down on your horns, doesn't that cover up your eyes?
No, the sand that my scales throw over top me leaves a mound over each horn, see? Now, making that mound of sand right there keeps my eyes from being covered.
Neato.
Which means I'm able to see everything that's going on.
Right on. Boy, if Christ the Creator hadn't designed your 2 horns, your whole head would be covered, eyes and all.
And I couldn't see what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't see the enemy.
Or find my creepy crawler food when I wiggle my tail.
Boy, you were planned.
I know it. I'm high-tech.
By the high-tech Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ.
By the way, kids, that's why I'm called the Horned Desert Viper.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. Say, Vic, a couple of minutes ago you said when you travel on the sand, your body moves sideways. Could you explain that?
Sure. I'm a sidewinder. The creator god made me to travel sideways, not straight ahead like most snakes.
That's weird. How do you do it?
All right. The Lord filled my body with muscles that can do neat things. For example, when I want to move, I'll hump most of my body up in a loop.
Oh, like an inchworm?
Exactly. It's a good description. At that moment, only two parts of me are touching the sand. A small part of me just behind my head and neck, and a little section of me near my tail.
The kids and I get the picture, Victor.
Okay, with most of my 2-foot-long body bent up in a loop, I'll use some of my muscles in that loop and cause the loop to roll forward. Now, when the loop rolls just a tad bit past my head, I'll quickly snap my tail out from underneath me and throw it to the side.
Sure, you can do that with your tail because your loop is balanced on your neck now.
Right. And then just as soon as my tail hits the sand, my body loop moves back, and that lets my head and neck swing to the right.
And all the time, your loop, which is most of your body, never touches the sand.
But that's why if you see my tracks in the sand, Uncle Bob, you just see marks like the letter J every couple feet.
Not going forward, but sideways.
That's right. All the time, my head is facing forward, but my body goes sideways.
So if a critter saw you, he'd think you were really going at right angles to him, because that's the position of your head.
Yes.
Say, Victor, a boy wants to know, why don't you just travel like ordinary snakes? Why must you be a sidewinder?
Two reasons, Uncle Bob. The sand is too hot, and it's too slippery.
Okay, that makes sense. You'd sit there and cook while you slipped in the sand.
Another proof of a wonderful, caring creator who engineered my body.
Right on. And that's exactly who the Lord Jesus Christ is. That's just like him.
Read about him today, kids. Colossians chapter 1 in the Creator's book will tell you about him and how great he is.